Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stop Overthinking, How to Calm Your Mind, Shift Negative Patterns, and Think with Clarity by Olivia Telford is a self-help guide focused on reducing repetitive anxious thought, mental clutter, and analysis paralysis. The book belongs to the practical psychology and personal development category, drawing on accessible versions of mindfulness, cognitive reframing, journaling, grounding, and self-compassion. Its purpose is not to present a clinical treatment program or a highly technical theory of anxiety, but to help readers recognize overthinking as a learned mental habit that can be interrupted and gradually reshaped. Telford presents overthinking as a cycle in which worry, self-criticism, and imagined outcomes consume attention without producing useful decisions. The book, therefore, combines immediate calming practices with longer-term habit changes. Its central value lies in translating familiar mental health tools into a clear routine for readers who want to calm the body, observe thoughts more accurately, and move from rumination toward practical action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, overthinking is framed as a changeable habit rather than a fixed personality trait. A central idea in Stop Overthinking is that repetitive thought loops are not simply signs of being thoughtful, careful, or intelligent. Telford treats overthinking as a mental habit that becomes stronger through repetition, especially when the mind mistakes worry for problem-solving. This distinction matters because it shifts the reader's attention from self-blame to pattern recognition. If overthinking is a habit, then it can be observed, interrupted, and replaced with more useful responses. The book emphasizes recognizing common forms of rumination, such as replaying past conversations, forecasting negative outcomes, or searching for certainty before taking action. These patterns often feel productive because they create an impression of control, yet they usually drain attention without resolving the underlying concern. By naming overthinking as a loop, the book gives readers a practical starting point notice when thought is circling rather than clarifying. This approach avoids the unrealistic goal of eliminating thought altogether. Instead, the goal is to change the relationship with thought so that mental activity becomes informative rather than dominating. Secondly, mindfulness and grounding techniques are used to interrupt anxious mental loops. The book gives significant attention to present moment practices because overthinking often pulls attention into imagined futures or unresolved past events. Mindfulness is presented as a way to notice thoughts without immediately believing or following them, rather than requiring advanced meditation experience. The approach appears to favor accessible techniques such as breath awareness, slowing the body, and redirecting attention to immediate sensory experience. Grounding exercises serve a related function. They reconnect the reader with physical reality when thoughts become abstract, repetitive, or emotionally charged. The reasoning behind these practices is practical. A racing mind is often reinforced by a tense body, shallow breathing, and a narrow focus on perceived threats. Calming the body can reduce the intensity of thought enough for clearer judgment to return. Telford does not treat mindfulness as passive avoidance. It is a pause that creates space between stimulus and reaction. That space allows the reader to choose whether a thought deserves analysis, action, or release. The value of this topic is its emphasis on interruption, not perfection. A brief return to the present can weaken the automatic momentum of rumination. Thirdly, cognitive reframing helps separate useful concern from distorted negative thinking. Another important strand of the book is its use of cognitive behavioral principles, especially the practice of questioning negative interpretations. Overthinking often intensifies because the mind treats assumptions as facts. A delayed reply may become evidence of rejection, a minor mistake may become proof of incompetence, and uncertainty may be interpreted as danger. Telford encourages readers to examine these conclusions rather than accept them automatically. The practical logic is that thoughts influence emotion and behavior, but thoughts are not always accurate descriptions of reality. Reframing does not mean forcing optimism or denying real problems. It means asking whether a thought is balanced, useful, and supported by evidence. This is especially relevant for perfectionism and self-criticism, where the mind often demands certainty or flawless performance before allowing movement. By challenging mental distortions, readers can move from global judgments to specific, manageable concerns. The book positions clarity as the result of better mental filtering. Instead of giving equal authority to every anxious thought, readers learn to identify which thoughts require action, which require perspective, and which are simply noise produced by stress. Fourthly, journaling and structured reflection contain worry instead of letting it expand. Stop Overthinking presents writing and structured reflection as tools for turning vague mental pressure into visible material that can be examined. Journaling is useful because overthinking often feels larger inside the mind than it appears when written down. By placing thoughts on paper, readers can identify triggers, recurring themes, emotional reactions, and practical next steps. The book also highlights the value of containing reflection within a defined space, rather than allowing worry to spread across the entire day. A scheduled reflection period or worry window can reduce the compulsion to analyze every concern immediately. This does not dismiss problems, it gives them boundaries. The reasoning is that unstructured rumination rewards urgency, while structured reflection encourages proportion. When a concern is written, categorized, and revisited deliberately, the reader can distinguish between problems that require planning and fears that require soothing. Journaling also supports long-term awareness because repeated entries reveal patterns that may be invisible in the moment. This topic is important because it connects emotional processing with organization. The book treats clarity not as a sudden insight, but as the product of making thought concrete, limited, and reviewable. Lastly, self-compassion and action are presented as antidotes to analysis paralysis. The book links overthinking with harsh inner dialogue and hesitation. When readers judge themselves severely, every decision can feel like a test of worth, which increases the urge to analyze endlessly before acting. Telford emphasizes self-kindness as a practical condition for change, not merely as emotional comfort. A less punitive inner voice makes it easier to admit uncertainty, recover from mistakes, and take imperfect action. This is closely connected to the book's emphasis on moving beyond analysis paralysis. Overthinking often persists because thought substitutes for behavior. Planning, comparing, and predicting can become ways of avoiding risk while still feeling busy. The book encourages small, concrete actions that break the loop and provide real feedback. Action changes the information available to the mind, whereas rumination repeatedly recycles the same limited evidence. Physical activity also fits into this framework because movement can disrupt mental stagnation and reduce stress arousal. The combined message is balanced readers should not rush impulsively, but neither should they wait for absolute certainty. Self-compassion lowers the emotional cost of action, while action prevents reflection from becoming avoidance. In conclusion, Stop Overthinking is best suited for readers who experience frequent rumination, stress-driven indecision, perfectionistic self-talk, or mental exhaustion from repeatedly analyzing the same concerns. It may be especially useful for people who want a practical entry point into mindfulness and cognitive reframing without a dense clinical format. The benefits are primarily applied rather than theoretical. Readers can learn to label overthinking patterns, calm the body, question distorted thoughts, use journaling to organize concerns, and take small actions when the mind is stuck. Intellectually, the book reinforces a useful distinction between thinking that clarifies and thinking that merely repeats anxiety. Compared with many books in the overthinking and anxiety self-help category, its likely strength is its integrated approach. It does not rely only on positive thinking, meditation, productivity advice, or cognitive exercises. Instead, it combines immediate regulation techniques with longer-term habit formation and self-compassion. That makes it realistic for readers who need both short-term relief and a framework for gradual change. Readers already familiar with mindfulness or CBT may recognize much of the material, but the value lies in consolidation and accessibility. The book stands out as a clear, practical guide for turning mental noise into structured awareness and manageable action. If you would like to support Olivia Telford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.